Okay, today is December 16, 2021. We have one board of equalization hearing today. Reading 2021-42, parcel number 124062013, William Bosch. And on the name of the appraiser today will be Brian Moneymaker. This is considered a residential petition, so the petition is scheduled for 20 minutes. This gentleman and the appraiser will each have 5 minutes to highlight points of the evidence that they have provided. The last 10 minutes will be for rebuttal and questions for the board. So.
Good morning. Welcome to the Franklin County Board of Commissioners. Board members are Lisa Greenway, Gregory Dunstan, and Michelle Fulton. For short, it's Human Personnel. Board is a quasi-judicial body that means having to do with powers that are to some extent judicial as those of certain federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. Our role is to review the facts presented by both parties and determine the market value of the property as of January 1st of the assessment year. The law grants presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the petitioner to prove the assessment is incorrect. The hearing will be recorded and all testimony is under oath. The clerk will ask you now to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath.
Each of you who will be testifying today affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Following your hearings, the board will meet to weigh the evidence and make a determination. We will issue a written decision to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals, and a notice of appeal opportunity is at the bottom of the written decision. The board is in receipt of all documentary data provided by you and the assessor, and we have reviewed it. The appellant will present your case first, and then the assessor will present his case. Mr. Bosch, you may begin with your case.
Okay, good morning. I just want to thank everybody for showing up to hear my petition. I'm not here to get in the weeds with numbers and percentages and everything. I'm just kind of more in a common sense thing from my perspective. As with anything of value, I mean, condition kind of plays into, you know, value. And I know that the assessor isn't here to, or his job isn't to do detailed valuations of condition and to come up with an actual market value. But basically what I'm here to say is that I built this house 21 years ago myself. And it currently has all the finishes. I have never updated the house. I have never painted the exterior. Actually, I haven't even painted. It has the same paint I put on it 21 years ago. Same flooring, same counters, same appliances, everything. So a lot of these houses that are used as comparables that are in my neighborhood, I have been in these homes, and they have been updated. And on the assessor's sheet, it gives a condition rating of average or good, and I don't know how far that rating goes, how high up beyond good, if it's excellent, you know, premium. I don't know how that scale works, but these houses that my house is being compared to, is the finishes are well beyond what, you know, my house is. And as far as the condition, I mean, it's a one-owner, good condition home, but it hasn't been updated. It's like if you're going out to buy a classic car, you can buy a one-owner, great condition, with original interior, original paint, original motor, original, you know, everything it comes with. Well, when you start restoring that car, it becomes quite expensive, and it adds to the value, of course, but market is driven by typically those that have been restored. So when you get a car that hasn't been restored, people tend to think that it's worth, they're comparing it against a restored car. And value, I think homes are kind of or anything of value is the same way. I mean, if it's been updated and improvements have been made to add to that value, and I feel that that's what we're being compared to, because I have been in a lot of these homes. And not to say that mine is, you know, it's a average good home, but these others I think are above that scale. But yet on being, you know, we're being evaluated on those sales when it's just not really a comparison, is guess what I'm saying, as far as condition and amenities that are in the home that create value. And then also the land, every lot up there has a view. Every view is different, and I don't know that one view is better than the other, but I don't understand why there is such a spread in the per acre evaluation in cost, when I think that if we're using averages and numbers, that an average should play in there somewhere to where the median cost of per acre should be comparable. But there is a fluctuation in the values per acre. And then there, a few of the homes that I had listed as for information, I put in, you know, if we're selling a home and it's determined to be market value, and then I go back and look at some of these homes that are recent sales, and they're assessed below, you know, the sale price. If the sale price is being determined as market value, and that's what we're being judged against, it's used as a measuring, you know, story pole, measuring to measure value of current homes for tax assessment, then I don't understand why those homes that are current sales are not assessed at 100% of value. You know, they're anywhere from 15 to 18 to, you know, percent below the sale price of the home. I would think that they would. In a nutshell, that's where I'm coming from. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that was time.
Okay, thank you. We'll hear from the assessor now.
Okay, hello everyone. Thank you for being here. Start on page one. The land is $291,200. The improvements are $569,800 for a total value of $861,000. The land size is 5.64 acres. The house was built in 2000. It is average plus quality. Average condition, 1,978 square feet main floor with a 1,978 square foot basement. It has a 2,112 foot detached garage that is half finished. I now take you to page 10. In the state of Washington, state law requires that assessors appraise property at 100% of its true and fair market value in money according to the highest and best use of the property. Keep that in mind as we go through this. Now on to page 13. We'll go into the land sales for neighborhood 431. The subject is 5.64 acres with a value per acre of $51,631. No land influences. And basically the land influences are attributes that would increase the value or decrease the value of the land. An example would be a view or a busy street would be a negative adjustment. So comparables number one and number two. Comparable number one, 5 acres, $62,694 per acre and no view. Comparable number two is 5.25 acres. And the price per acre on this one was $57,683. Again, no view. And the average of the four sales that we have listed, the average of these that are similar properties to the subject is $51,242, basically right at where we have the subject. Continue on to page 14, and you will see a map of the sales and their relationship to the subject, where they're all located, and sales 1 and 2 are right next to, right near the subject. Continue on to page 15, and you'll see the our summary report that shows that in neighborhood 431, our overall ratio of improved properties, ratio of assessed value to sale price is 97.73. And when it comes to one story over basement, we're at 98.89. Continue on to page 17. And we're going to take this a step further, the sales that we had listed, and get into a couple of examples of comparable properties. But first, sales comparison approach with direct comparable sales was not used to establish value. The sales were not adjusted for differences nor compared to the subject to calculate the market value for the subject property. In other words, this is mass appraisal. But because of that, I'm going to give you two examples of sales. The two sales are both similar in the fact that they're one story over basement and they're average plus quality and average condition. The land and outbuildings were not included in the price per square foot, so we're just really looking at the dwelling. And the subject is at $116 per square foot, $116.07. Sale number one is $116.77, and sale number two is $118.92. So the subject is right in there with the two most comparable sales in the and then the final is page 18 is the, again, a map of the subject and the sales and their compare where they're located. So I ask that you sustain our value of
$861,000. Okay, you now have time for a roll and questions from the board.
What is the scale for listing the condition? I mean, how do you arrive at those, at that terminology?
Yeah, you got to address the board.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That is my question. I just need to know how we arrive at the condition, not knowing, you know, taking a tour and actually being able to fully assess the condition.
So, Brian, have you gone out and...
Yeah. Yeah, here's I was
the inside of Mr. Bartle's house to come up with.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. Because we were not contacted by him during our notice time. So and if we were, I did not speak to him.
Okay. So how did you come up with an average plus?
That's average plus quality. The condition is average. And when he was explaining his testimony, I did write down some things. Condition is what the condition would be for a home of its age. So in this case, we have average quality for a home that's a 2000. And it all depends on the timing of inspection. Because we're looking at so many properties, we can only inspect 1/6 of the county every 6 years. This year, we're in this area. We're looking at these homes. So that's where we can make notes of homes that have been improved if we haven't seen them because of a permit that they might have taken out to make an upgrade. Okay? So, you know, and sometimes people will make an interior upgrade and not contact us. If they paint the house or whatever, new roof, sometimes we'll get it. Usually we get it if there's a new roof. But if they paint the house or if they do something in their kitchen, new floors, upgraded appliances, all that stuff, they usually don't take out a permit for that. And so we don't know what's on the inside, and we don't even go in at our time of inspection. Okay? So we're going to look at them from the outside and say, yeah, that's average condition for a 2000 year old or year 2000 built house. Yeah. That's how that works. But if we do see some improvements, you know, if we see new landscaping, new windows, if we notice that there's been permits taken out for a new roof and a new heating system, you can kind of guess, usually, that there's been upgrades to the interior. It usually goes without saying. It does happen. And most of the time, I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time it does happen. That's when we're going to improve the condition to an average plus. But if we don't get the permit, it's not going to be until the next time we're in that area, which the last time we were in this area was 6 years ago. So now we're back here. And the homeowner invites us in. And that's not very often. And we don't volunteer. Or we don't ask. It's just not. And this year, we're really, we're taking photos, you know. And if we notice some changes, yeah, we might see if we can talk to them and see if there's something. But we have a lot of parcels to get through on a short staff. So, you know, I hope that explains it. It starts off at low. low fair, or low plus, fair plus, average plus, good plus, very good plus, excellent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have a long range of them. And usually, something that, you know, if we see somewhat of a remodel done, we will kick it up from average to average plus. Rarely do we go from average to good, unless it's a complete rebuild. So, and the only time we'll ever see something like that is we have a permit. So.
Okay. Well, it does, and that.
No, I don't have anything, Joe.
Can I respond to that?
Lisa?
That kind of that kind of supports my position, because the houses that I've been in my neighborhood, they're way beyond, because they're being graded the same as mine, and they're going to be, you know, excellent. I mean, they spent on a remodel what my place is assessed for. So, I mean, that's one, but there's a couple others. And there is a new home that they just moved into 6 months ago. And it's being listed as average good condition. In a new home, I don't know, is a new home typically listed as average good condition?
It's a new home?
It's a new home. Brand new.
We usually list them as average. I don't know why it would be listed as average good. Are you sure it's the condition and not the quality?
Do you have copies of what I had sent in?
Yeah.
It was the item number 2. And they're listed as ag use on their evaluation of the property, and I...
It doesn't say on this page
They've torn out the...
It doesn't say on this page.
The orchard.
What,
I have it written down on my copy that's listed as average good.
It's average good. I know this property. It's average. It's DeRussi, yeah.
Yeah, DeRussi.
It's average good quality, average condition.
So a brand new house is listed as average condition?
Yeah, because it's average for the year that it was built.
Parcel number 1424062013. The owners are William G. and Jill A. Bosch. The time is 9:30. Board of Equalization decision regarding DD-2021-42, parcel number 12406201-3. The petitioner's name is William G. and Jill A. Bosch. The board decided to sustain the assessment value of $861,000 and is based on the following. The board found that the assessor value was fair and accurate and reflected the current market value based on the sales of comparable properties within the neighborhood, and that the evidence provided by the owner was insufficient to support lowering the assessed value. This concludes the board's judgment on petition number DE-2021-42 on 12-16-2021. The meeting for 12-16-2021 is now adjourned.